Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 15 with verses 33 through 41. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of the bystanders who heard it said, "Look, he is calling to Elijah." One of them ran, soaked a sponge with wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down." Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. The veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who stood facing him saw how he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of the younger James, and Joses and Salome. These women had followed him when he was in Galilee and ministered to him. There were also many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. The 3 o'clock hour recalls the time Jesus died on the cross. Worldwide this time, no matter what zone of the hour you reside, call on Jesus to deny the world and ask for pardon of your sins and immerse yourself into his passion, feeling just for a moment the agony he endured for the world, and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner." This time of the day is called Divine Mercy Hour, and is called upon with the Stations of the Cross being recited to experience forgiveness by being one with our Lord in all things, including his passion, his crucifixion, and his death, allowing our surrender to experience the love, faith, and hope of his grace, of mercy living redeemed. This is our call, and our only reason for living is to adore him forever, living in peace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for my mother, especially. She's in the hospital with some breathing problems. She's getting a little better. We continue to pray for her. We pray for our two oldest, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian and Gabriel and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've been asked to pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who has brain cancer at the age of 33. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 15 with verses 33 through 41. We've got a four-stanza poem this morning. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Crying Loud, His Breath Last Was Taken." 3 hours of afternoon darkness, noon to 3. Voice loud cried Jesus to inform us, God speaking was he. God mine, he cried, me forsake, why? Bystanders said he spoke to Elijah, wine-soaked sponge given as he died. Him take by Elijah as they said, wait, crying loud, his breath last was taken. Sanctuary veil tore bottom to top in two as fate, facing centurion, said God's son this was. They were mistaken. The Magdalene Mary stood distance looking, James' mother Mary, Salome, and Hoses too. From Galilee, him followed by these ministering women, came to Jerusalem with him they would pursue. Amen. I'm Tom Showcruise Wiggins. It is November 23rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at about 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for the prayers for my mother. She is doing a little better as we continue to pray for her. We close today at 7:11 as our normal time. Giving a shout out to our good friends John and Marie. Such a tough passage to listen to his ultimate death on the cross for us, but it is an hour of mercy for humanity. So be immersed in that mercy as we close in his precious name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.